We are coming up to September, which is such an important month, raising funds for people living with cerebral palsy. Joining us this morning is Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great, thank you. Now, you are the beautiful mother of beautiful Moses. Tell us a bit about Moses.
He is an absolute gift to my life and super fantastic and fun. That's the nutshell. And part of Mo is he has a diagnosis of cerebral palsy. So yep. We certainly do things a little bit different in our family. But, you know, he's sunny, he's humorous, and, we're really grateful that September's given this platform to us to let even more people know this lovely guy.
Now, before we talk about September and how important the month is, let's talk about life with CP. As someone, I can be very grateful that I've never been touched by it. So what does a day-to-day look like for you and your family?
So it's going to be really unique because cerebral palsy covers such a range of physical impacts with different people. So Mo's version looks like, we call it mixed tone, so the top and bottom half of his body is quite impacted by cerebral palsy. Means that Mo didn't walk till he was around 9 or 10 years of age. So there's a lot of care required and a lot of services and early intervention as you're trying to work with the person's movement and muscles and see what kind of ability we can get going for a young child. Look, he likes doing normal activities. He is in a chair for a fair bit of the day just because, you know, distance and things like that can get quite taxing. But he does love to get out there and use those valuable independent steps to kick a ball or run around with his brothers.
And we have seen Moses in a couple of photos, and his two younger brothers, oh, they just look like the best brothers ever.
They're machines. They just make my life so amazing. And they're all over everything that he needs and always being the creative force on how we can take Mo's life next level. If it's not extreme sports, they're signing him up for. They are absolutely certain that he is fearless. So I'm really glad he is, because there's nothing the boys wouldn't say no to Mo doing.
Yeah, and look, September is about moving together for CP for September. Do good, feel good. We've spoken to a spokesperson, but I want to know from you personally how much you feel the special and the community spirit behind you with everyone getting involved with something like September and supporting your family. It must be a really special and surreal month.
Lots of people will quote me because I say this so often. The gift of being Moses' mum is how amazing humanity is.
Mm.
The kindness and absolute way that other people and even strangers wrap around our family and just appreciate and celebrate this little guy. September is the absolute amazing opportunity for it. And to think of all these people who are going, I can be a part of this. This sounds great. I'm going to step for September. Getting to know the stories of Moses and his other trainers, it really just makes you feel that connectedness of all of us. And it's really, really amazing.
Because it's not just about the fundraising. It is about raising awareness and starting that conversation about CP.
And that's why September is free to register.
Yep.
So that nothing's impairing people getting on board, talking about cerebral palsy, learning a little bit more about people with this disability and how they're all included and having these amazing, meaningful lives. So for me, it's every conversation that people are having as much as it's the fundraising and the fun of stepping.
Yes.
Do it with a friend, get the family together. There are businesses that are setting up hilarious competitions with different departments, and it's an opportunity for that real, you know, life and laughter of it and go, hang on a second, look at this great reason that we've got to be doing this.
And look, let's talk about last year's success. Your family just did an incredible job raising 17K.
I know, it was amazing. And I think 17 was their number, but the flow on was their amazing school got behind them. Families signed up because of our family, school classes and things like that. So how we would even really know the imprint, I can't imagine. But it was so rewarding and so fun, and we are just getting excited for the countdown.
Yeah, fantastic. And do you have any planned different this month?
We're wiser this year. We do know those activities that get those heavy steps up. Moe's little brother Noah purports the trampoline as being his September success. And our family dogs are sure getting aware that something's cranking up in our home, so they'll be putting the case on the pavement.
That's great. And if anyone's listening to this and they want to get involved, do you have a little message for them or something that maybe will get someone off the lounge and get them signed up for September?
Look, your steps are actually easy, so don't think that this is going to exhaust you. You know, laugh around the block with someone, go for a walk and catch up at the park with anybody, you know, get into the pool with your kids. That any activity that you can do that you are moving will tally your steps in September, so there's no reason for it. Get out there, catch up, socialise and engage.
September, it's such an important one in the calendar for the whole month of September. And Renee, we just love to thank you for joining us this morning and enjoy the month ahead. It should be a fantastic month of getting those steps
stepping
up.
We're so grateful for you guys to be chatting about it. Thanks so much.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.